This is Total Gym Reset, the podcast. I'm Kim Ransom, a three-time gym owner and business professional in the gymnastics and Olympic weightlifting industries. I have a heart for the small guys, and the material I teach all supports the work we do in Total Gym Reset, a six-month gym owner learning experience. This podcast exists to talk about important topics relevant to gym owners, shed light on topics that will make you feel seen, and give you some much-needed mojo to go live out your version of success on your own gym owner journey. So I hope you'll join me for these quick 10-minute or less episodes where I share lessons learned, ask the tough questions, and provide a little inspiration for your work in the gym. Hey guys, so I was scrolling through TikTok the other day and I stumbled upon this, oh my gosh, this video from this girl that I follow. Oh, it made me cringe. Like in my soul, it made me cringe. It stopped me in my tracks and I thought, wait a minute, is this what people think of me? So I'm gonna play it for you, okay? I apologize, there's a curse word in here. We're gonna bleep it out, but here you go.
So I want to start a podcast because, well, it's simple, really. Everything that I say is iconic. Iconic, profound, and funny. So if it's coming out of my mouth, it is funny. See, just like that. Yeah, I wish we were recording that. my voice is smooth and buttery like a whiskey. And what I realized is that I could take it and record that, and it would be more interesting than what most people say. And I stand by that, yeah.
You guys, that's awful. That one really hit me. It stopped me in my tracks and made me think, oh my gosh, is this how people perceive me? Is my podcast full of fluff? Or does it actually add value and information? And am I being clear about what it is that I do? I don't know. So today we're going to get clear on that so I can make sure that I don't sound like whoever that girl is describing. So we are here on the Total Gym Reset podcast because I want you to get to know me. I am a gym business consultant in the daytime, and I am happy and lucky and blessed to have people that trust me with their business matters within their gymnastics gym and other sports. And I love it. So I would like to do more. And in 100% transparency, I'm here because I want you to get a feel for what it is that I do, how I speak, the kind of content that I teach, and the kinds of issues that I can help you work through. So today I figured what better to do than tell you about Total Gym Reset and tell you about the past 2 months of work that we've been covering, because I think that even if you're not in TGR right now, you can still benefit from knowing what it is that we're tackling. So I'm going to go through the membership site. And for those of you who aren't familiar with TGR, this is a small group learning experience where we have gym owners that come together in sort of a pod, virtually, right? And we all work through a membership site together for 6 months where we have new content, a new subject matter every month dealing with issues that gym owners deal with. So for example, month one, we talked about staffing issues. Month two, we talked about marketing, branding, and sales. Month three is finances and income management. Month four is a little bit of an interim catch-up month because one, two, and three is really loaded. But we are going to have guest speakers. We'll be digging into some safeguarding issues, a little bit of intellectual property, talking about community building, just some more lighter content. Well, safeguarding, that's not lighter, right? All these things are not light, but it's not so work intensive, I guess, is a better choice of words. So month four, we're talking about systems. Going back and revisiting a few of the prior topics, but we're learning how to piece them together to become more efficient and profitable. And then the last month is a leadership month, as well as really digging into a few topics that are especially pertinent to female leaders and female gym owners, and also sort of a wrap up. So I'm going to tell you about the past 2 months So you can kind of consider whether you're on track with what it is that we're thinking about and focusing on. And if you're not, maybe you should be. So maybe you can dig into some of these on your side. So, all right. So month one was staffing. Now, this was the first month for the current crew, and there is a workbook. There's a downloadable workbook for each month of TGR. And so the first module is the workbook, of course. Then we jump into kind of part one, which is building your staff. So what I teach is all about networking and recruiting. Okay, we go over a little bit of the pre-hiring work. And this is where we start to get into the meat and potatoes of designing your gym's legally defensible, just rock solid hiring system. There's a whole process that entails a lot of industrial psychology concepts that I've picked up through my work, my background, and schooling. And so the hiring process that we've put together is pretty rock solid. There are spreadsheets, there are templates, there are questions, there's a training on behavioral interviewing, there's a whole system for how to have a panel interview. You know, anything and everything that you can think of when it comes to hiring and hiring right, and really digging down at those competencies that are important at your gym, right? Because everybody's gym is not the same. There's a little bit of post-hiring work in there. So that's training, onboarding, kind of running through some of the pieces that are important to have covered in your gym. And of course, we all have current staff, right? So we can't forget about them. And this is one of my favorite components that I think is so impactful for current gym owners. We send out a staff sort of 360 survey. So we cover five components of management, culture, just really getting at their experience of working in your gym and trying to entice them to just really be open and honest. So we take the feedback from this survey and then we analyze it and put the results together for you as the gym owner in a way that feels constructive and very helpful. So it's not your typical send out a Google form and then read through the results and cry because someone has hurt your feelings, right? Which is what a lot of us do. We just avoid it. We don't want to know. We don't want to hear the bad stuff. But that's not what this is. This is an opportunity for you to benefit and to really gain some valuable insight and get a little bit of clarity and honesty about how your staff are really feeling down there on the floor, right? To connect with them in a different way. So the goal is to open conversation. The goal is to improve your gym and improve the experience and in return, what you get from them, right? So all of that, that's a really quick summary of what is in month one for staffing. There's lots of little nitty-gritty details in each one of those pieces. So month two, there's also another workbook component. So that is, of course, what we download first. Number one was the branding module. So our TGR folks are just now digging in this week to components of branding. Now, some of these folks have taken business plan refresh before. So in order to not duplicate what is so detailed in BPR, we took a little bit of a different take on branding for Total Gym Reset. And so we talked about creating your own brand style guide for your gym. So creating some consistency, really getting at what your core vibe is and trying to understand how to know what your core vibe is. Lots of us think we know and we start our gym or we buy our gym with one mission and vision and kind of feel in mind, but over time that can morph. And sometimes it can morph behind our back or right under our nose when we're not looking. So we understand how to dig in and really do an audit of what our brand actually is right now. And I give you lots of templates in this month. So there's a brand book template, so you're not recreating the wheel. We are giving you a bazillion and one social media templates for everything under the sun, from testimonials to infographics to Oh, inspirational quotes to just sharing your general information. So that you trust me, you will not need any other templates by the time you are done with this month's material. There's also a bazillion and one modules under the marketing section here. So there's information covering email marketing, Facebook training, Facebook ad training, Instagram trainings, anything you need to know about how to get started with basic, effective, both paid and organic Facebook and Instagram marketing, buying triggers, calls to action, the differences between the two and understanding what buying triggers are, how to use feedback and testimonials, a little bit of a mindset training around asking for feedback and testimonials. There is a little bit of video marketing guidance, more social media templates, and then of course there's a marketing tracker. Now what we don't go into this month is all of the information on metrics and anything that's very numbers related, because this month I just want people to learn, understand, and create. I want them just to get started. Sometimes we need a little bit of a rebrand and a refresh. And so through our members-only podcast for TGR, we've added some information this week about rebranding and some considerations when you're changing and switching it up. And lastly this month, this is sales. So we're also covering what your customer sales journey looks like, what that even means, and what your personal gym customer's sales journey looks like and kind of how to use that in your gym. We talk about the sales mindset and how to train your brain not to associate the negative dirtiness with sales. And then also there's a strategy called the one conversation close that you can teach to anybody in your gym in order to close the registration, close the sale. So that's month two, guys. And like I said, month three, we haven't even started yet in this current group of TGR. But that'll be finances next month, one of my favorite topics. Income management, profit first. Month four is catch up, of course, with the guest speakers. Month five and six, we're working on systems and then leadership and female leadership. So we have so much stuff to go over in the next 6 months. The next round of TGR is going to start in August. That's soon. So if these are all topics that you feel like you need to brush up in when it comes to your business journey as a gym owner, get on it, man. Get on it. These people that I have, they're phenomenal. We have 8 current gym owners right now, and I will tell you the one-on-one calls that we have, the private coaching, it's my favorite part of this program. It's my favorite part of what I do. It is second to none. It is the most useful hour of your week when you learn how to take this material and apply it to your setting in your gym. Any questions that you have, any inconsistencies or anything that you're not clear on, we hash it out. We try and stick to this hour, but if you have 90 minutes of issues that you just really need to get through, we're doing it. We're hashing it all out. So it's the best hour of your week. We have group calls every month. We have one to go over content, and I believe that we're just getting ready to add another one in case we have any lingering hot seat issues. So guys, you're getting a lot of bang for your buck here. So I just want to let you know that the next round is starting in August. So stay tuned. As always, you guys know how to contact me, right? I say it in every podcast episode. I love my text line. It comes straight to me. It's not a bot. It's not a team member. So if you have any questions, comments about podcast episodes or what it is that we do, text me. The number is 412-453-8325. So I hope to hear from you guys and have a fantastic week in the gym. Ta-ta.